Title: Parallel Saturation for Drums at 170 BPM in Ableton Live Intermediate. Alright, let's level up your drum mix for drum and bass at 170 BPM using one of the highest impact techniques you can learn, parallel saturation. The whole idea is simple. We want the drums to feel louder, denser, and more aggressive but without flattening the transients. Because in DNB, especially at 170, the groove is moving fast. If you crush the punch, your beat stops feeling like it's driving the track. Parallel saturation gives you that always-on energy underneath, while your dry kick and snare keep their snap. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a dedicated parallel saturation bus you can drop into basically any DNB or jungle project and get results fast. First, quick overview of what we're building. You'll make a drums group that holds your kick, snare or clap layers, hats, a break loop if you're using one, and any percussion or fills. Then you'll build a parallel return track called something like DRMSAT Para, and on that return you'll place a device chain that's tuned for DNB, focused on mid-range density, controlled brightness, and a glued-together vibe. Then you'll blend it in using sends, and automate it so the track gets more intense in the drop and pulls back and breakdowns. Let's start with routing prep. Put all your drum elements into one group and name it drums. Now set the drums group fader so you're not slamming the master while you build. A good target is peaks around -6 dB/fs on the master. You don't need to obsess over the exact number, but you do want headroom, because saturation and compression chains get unpredictable if you're already clipping. Now choose your parallel method. I recommend the classic return track method. It's flexible and it's very DNB friendly because you can send the snare more than the kick, or the break more than the tops. So create a return track, name it DRM Set Para, and make sure your drum tracks or your drums group can send to it using Send A. Before we build the chain, one quick coach note that matters a lot. Think intentionally about whether your sends are pre-FX or post-FX. If your snare track already has EQ and compression shaping that you like, send post-FX so the parallel bus exaggerates your finished tone. If you want the parallel to rebuild body from a raw hit, send pre-FX and do more shaping on the return instead. There's no rule, but you should choose on purpose. Now let's build the actual parallel saturation chain using stock Ableton devices. And I'm going to give you a gain staging trick that makes this way easier to control. Put a utility at the very top of the return. Yes, before everything. Use it as an input trim so you're not accidentally slamming every device in the chain. Trim the input so it's roughly in the zone of -18 to -12 dB/fs, kind of RMS-ish. Don't overthink meters. The point is, avoid hitting the saturator with a crazy hot signal. Saturation sounds better and is more repeatable when the input level is stable. After that first utility, drop an EQ8. This EQ is your do not ruin the low end insurance. High pass the parallel return. Use a 24 dB per octave high pass somewhere between 120 and 180 Hz. Start at 150 Hz. This is a big one. The parallel path is mainly for mid-range density and top excitement, not sub-weight. If you saturate low-end in parallel, you'll eat headroom and make the mix cloudy fast, especially with rolling bass underneath. Now optional moves on EQ8. If your cymbals get nasty, add a gentle notch around 7 to 10kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB down, with a medium Q. If you want more snare crack, you can add a small presence boost around 2 to 4kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. Keep it tasteful. Remember, we're going to distort this. Next in the chain, Ableton Saturator. This is the core. Start with drive around +8 dB. Anywhere from +6 to +12 is normal here. Turn soft clip on. For the curve, try analog clip or warmth. Then pull the output down so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. A really important mindset here, soloed, this return should sound kind of wrong. Crunchy. A bit too aggressive, maybe even ugly. That's fine. In context, blended quietly under the dry drums, it becomes thickness and urgency. If it turns into fizzy highs, don't immediately reach for heavy EQ. First, back off the drive slightly and use a little more return level instead. Often the blend sounds better than extreme drive. Next device, drum bus. In parallel, drum bus is amazing, because you can push it harder than you'd ever push on your dry drums. Start with drive at 10 to 25%. Add a little crunch, maybe 5 to 20%. Damp around 10 to 30% to tame harshness. Transient can go either way, but here's a great DNB tip. In parallel, if it gets clicky or sprays the snare, try slightly negative transient, like -2 or -5. That can keep the dry track's punch clean while the return supplies the thickness. Boom is optional. And here's the logic. because we high passed at 158Z, boom won't have much to grab anyway, so either keep boom really low or just leave it off. If the return starts sounding like cardboard, lower crunch and raise damp a bit. Next, glue compressor, optional but very useful. We're not trying to smash, we're trying to gel. Start with attack at 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If your snare loses snap, slow the attack to 10 milliseconds or reduce the gain reduction. The dry snare should still provide the front edge. Now at the end of the chain, add another utility. This is your main blend control. This utility gain is what you'll automate for arrangement energy, and it's also your quick too much or not enough knob while mixing. Also, consider width. At 170 BPM, busy hats can get facey fast when they're distorted in stereo. Try reducing the return width to somewhere between 0 and 60%. This is a sneaky trick. A more mono-parallel return can make hats read louder and more stable, without turning into fizzy stereo smear. Cool, the chain is built. Now let's dial in the sends, which is where the DNB sweet spot happens. Start with the snare only. This is important. If you send to everything at once, you won't know what's making the return awesome or awful. Send the snare to the return at around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Target minus 8. Now listen in context. Unmute and mute the return track to a slash B. Your goal is, when the return is on, the snare feels bigger and more confident, but it doesn't sound like a different snare sample replaced it. Next, bring in the break loop if you have one. Try minus 12 to minus 8 dB. Maybe minus 10 is a starting point. This will glue the break texture and bring ghost notes forward, which is a huge part of that rolling DNB energy. Then hats and tops. Keep it subtle, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Start around minus 14. Hats can go from exciting to white noise really fast when you distort them, especially at this tempo. And the kick? Usually low or off. Try anywhere from off to minus 18 dB. Many DNB kicks get messy in parallel saturation unless you're extremely careful with filtering and sidechain. It's not that you can't do it, it's just that it's easy to lose punch and headroom for very little benefit. Now a super important concept. Use the parallel bus like a mid-range fader, not a loudness fader. Here's your check. When you mute the parallel return, the drums should feel smaller and less urgent, but the drum mix should not collapse. If everything falls apart when you mute it, you've leaned too hard on the parallel for fundamentals that should live on the dry channels. Now let's talk arrangement, because at 170 BPM, timing and energy changes matter a lot. Parallel saturation makes ghost notes and fast hats feel louder. That's usually great, but you want it to be musical, so automate it. In the drop, push the return up by about 1 to 2 dB. In breakdowns, pull it down by 2 to 4 dB for contrast, and for fills, especially the last bar before a phrase change, do a quick height move, push the return up for the last half bar, or automate a little extra saturator drive and then snap it back on the downbeat. In Ableton, the simplest automation is the utility gain at the end of the return. Clean and predictable. If you want a more tonal change instead of just level, automate the filter tone too. For example, in the drop, raise drive slightly and lower an LPF on the return a bit so it gets darker and denser. In breakdowns, reduce drive and open the top back up so it feels more hi-fi and less angry. Now, let's do a proper slash B so you don't get fooled. Mute the return on and off, but match loudness by ear. If on is simply louder, you'll overdo it every time. Also listen with the bass playing. The whole reason we're doing this is to help drums sit on top of rolling bass without needing painful EQ boosts in the 2 to 5kHz zone. If you run into a common problem where the snare sounds like it's spraying instead of cracking, here's a quick fix on the return EQ. Dip 3 to 5kHz by 1 or 2 dB, and add a tiny lift around 180 to 250hz. That often reads as more body and less pain. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're here. Don't saturate low end on the parallel bus. High pass it. Don't overwiden the parallel. Wide distorted hats can disappear in mono or get facey. Don't stack too much compression after saturation. You'll flatten the groove at 170. Don't send everything equally. Feature the snare and the break character. And watch your gain staging. Saturator, drum bus, and glue can clip internally even if your master looks fine. Now a mini practice exercise you can do in like 10 minutes. Load a clean kick, a snare, a break like Amen or Think, and some closed hats doing 16ths or syncopation. Build the return chain exactly like we did. Start with sends. Snare at minus 8, break at minus 10, hats at minus 14, kick off. Make a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 8 is the baseline groove. Bars 9 to 16 add energy, and put a 1-bar fill at bar 16. Automate the return utility gain, plus 1.5 dB in bars 9 to 16, and plus 3 dB for the last half bar before that fill or drop moment. Then snap it back. Render it quickly and check three things. Does the snare feel bigger without getting painfully sharp? Do ghost notes come alive without turning into mush? And do the hats stay defined at 170 without becoming constant white noise? To wrap up, here's the core takeaway. Parallel saturation is about adding density and aggression while preserving your dry transient punch. At 170 BPM, it helps your drum stay present and consistent against rolling bass. The winning chain is simple. EQ 8 high pass into saturator, into drum boss, optional glue, then utility for blend and automation. Send snare and break more than kick. Automate the return for arrangement energy and keep the parallel mostly focused on mids and tops. If you tell me what your drum sources are, like clean one-shots versus break heavy, and whether you're going jungle, dance a floor, or neuro, I can suggest exact send balances and even two contrasting parallel returns so your second drop hits like an upgrade without adding new samples.